Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational Champions Golf Tournament in Woodlands, Texas. It's my 12th consecutive tournament to broadcast from, and do this every year now for the last dozen, and always have a great time. But we continue to march. We continue. The show goes on, even though I'm on the road. And we're doing that with our new friend, soon to not be a new friend, Sandy Kemper, is the founder, CEO of C2FO, C2FO.com. So be sure to check that out, folks. This is a resource that will help you get your money quicker than you ever imagined for as easy as I can imagine. I mean, Sandy, I'm so impressed with what you've done with your company and how you're helping small business owners with this. Folks, if you missed how Sandy does that, go back and listen to the archive, the last segment to later today. Go back and listen to that, or just go to the website and find out more about how they do this. If you've got an invoice out there from a major corporation, then that's a good question, Sandy. It doesn't have to be from a major corporation, does it?
No, we have buyers. Large and small corporations are buyers. The key is, right now, the way we go to market is we go get the large buyer or the top of the food chain. We're going for the individual who has made the order, whether it's a big company or small company. We go to market to get that business to use our market for their suppliers. And once the buyer
let's say my customer is XYZ Fortune 100 company, and they're not part of your organization, your group, your community, but I have an invoice from them. Can I still work with you?
Well, first thing I would say is tell that large corporation to take a look at C2FO so that we can put the market up for them.
The next is,
Jim, we haven't talked about it before, but we are beginning now to arrange for suppliers, a small business, to be able to upload their invoice to the market even when they don't have a buyer.
Good deal. Well, I can see this just taking on all kinds of implications in the future. Speaking of which, Sandy, I want you to talk to us about what you consider the future of capital in terms of small businesses. When you look in your crystal ball, what's the future of capital for small business?
It's challenging right now. Let's pause just for a second and look at the current snapshot. There are plus or minus $40 trillion of accounts receivable on the books of businesses around the world on any given day. So this is a huge number.
Say it again.
You and I
say the number again.
$40 trillion of accounts receivable on the books of businesses around the world on any given day. Now, you and I, Jim, because of our background in banking, I used to run a $15 billion bank here in the Midwest. Never took TARP. Was always very focused on small and mid-sized businesses.
Good
doing
for
a
you.
Great job, but I wanted to go do something else, so I started this company. All of the C&I, all of the commercial and industrial lending, and all the banks in the world allocated for working capital totals to maybe $2 or $3 trillion, which means you've got a $37 trillion funding gap. We started this market, C2FO, to address that funding gap.
Every small business that falls in that trap is a hurting small business.
Absolutely. And let's look at it not just from the personal stories of that business. Let's look at it from the macroeconomic. If there really is a $37 trillion funding gap and you could solve it with plus or minus 6% money, you're really talking about a $3 to $6 trillion global tax on productivity.
$3 to $6 trillion. Correspond that to how much money the major corporations have sitting in the bank. They're not doing anything with it, and they're not making any money on it, but they're hoarding
it. There's about $20 trillion plus or minus on the books of corporations around the world. And by the way, it is a liquidity paradox. There's more cash with the bigs and less cash with the smalls than we've ever seen. We need to find a way to open up the floodgates of liquidity, and we hope that what we're doing at C2FO is achieving some degree of liquidity for our right. 35,000 business customers.
And the reason this makes sense quickly as we wrap up here, our visit, Sandy, is about 30 years ago, big companies started laying their people off and outsourcing those jobs to small business owners. That's the reason why the small business sector has gone from backwater mom and pops to vertical integrated partners over the last 30 years. We're their partners now. They need to start treating us better, don't they?
Well, the smart businesses understand that the supply chain is part of their own corporation. It's not a separate entity. Supply chain is the large corporation, and you have to take care of that supply chain, the small businesses.
Absolutely, and you guys are doing a great job of that. Sandy, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great work you're doing at C2FO, and I hope you come back soon.
Love to be back soon. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time. Sandy Kemper, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.